good evening, good morning, and good afternoon to you, my listener, and welcome to the Cordial News Weekly Updates with me, your host, Mungai Kawangoi, of course. And on to our headlines for the show. Okay, headline number one. Mungai decided, the social media break, itajiongelesha. Anyway, Mungai decided the social media break will have to be postponed because let me tell you, it has been hard trying to actually get news from the TV. I'm not used to it. I'm used to Twitter. Oh my goodness. And so, my friends, I am back online. I know. Adami Nashindwa Sara Ninini Majike Hapa. Anyway, to our second headline. Mungai finished a book. Yeah, 2024. And what book is that? Richest Man in Babylon. Let me tell you, as you're listening to me right now, I am outside looking for places to invest. Let me tell you, this actually needs an episode or a series of episodes to actually discuss that book, because we the gems in that book. Anyway, headline number three. Oh my goodness, I know I left the the internet for a while, but man, I got back on Twitter because, well, Twitter is my favorite app. I got back on Twitter, and my friends, Twitter will always be Twitter. You call it X, I'll still call it Twitter, but Twitter will always be Twitter. And there's Yanni, I just got back in, and there was drama here, drama there, Twitter people, jameni. Anyway, and to our final headline, and to this news, let me tell you, we are having a lot of conversations that have been repeated over and over again for years, and there are no solutions, and we will talk about these things in this show today. I know you're wondering why I decided to do this. I love to do this for a couple of episodes because I think it's time I became serious with what I started for. Yes, it is time I got serious. Huko nje naitwa journalist na mimi nasemanga no, nimesomea communication. I love to become a journalist. Anyway, to our first headline, I talked about the social media break. Let me tell you, my plan was to stay out of social media, all of them, for a good three months. I tried that last year, and it worked very well. What I didn't actually grasp is that last year I was in school, and school kept me busy. School kept me in touch with life a bit. And now this year, I thought it will be much easier because I don't have assignments, I don't have cuts and all that. I don't have books to think about, but wait, let me tell you, that social media break I thought I would have lasted 3 weeks. My friend, it may last 3 weeks and I'm back online. I will say that again, I am back online. Nikama siko nimetoka. But anyway, yes, I'm back online. And of course, Twitter was my first app to go to. Twitter, of course, because you have to get the news. Because one thing I've been struggling with, by the way, in that period of break, I'm taking a break, was that I was really clueless on what is happening in Kenya or in the world. Really clueless. And one thing I pride myself in is actually having information in my fingertips. And that's why I love Twitter, because you have all the information in your fingers. You control what you want to see, but it's information that actually helps you. Or you just read tweets that actually make you see life from a different point of view. And so, I got back on Twitter. Drama. Drama everywhere. Drama. And with the drama, I always take a screenshot. Lazima to take a screenshot. Lazima. And you know me. You know me. If you follow me on my IG or you have my number, then you know my statuses are full of updates from Twitter. I love just posting screenshots of thoughts that I think are either funny or thoughts that have been written down that I agree with, or they just sound sarcastic as hell. But anyway, yeah, so I am out of the social media break actually, and it's a bit disappointing because I had plans for the 3 months, which unfortunately I have to plan it out again and think on how I'm going to actually make the plans succeed, you know, because there are plans that actually make me accountable on a lot of things that I want in my life. So this week has been a bit of trying to maneuver around what I've missed for the 3 weeks, but next week hopefully Munga will be serious. And by the way, anyway, as you can hear, my voice is good today. I'm not talking slow. Have you recognized the energy? Anyway, nilipona homa, and I am so glad nilipona juwe ilikuwa imenipeleka siku tatu wadau hata siku nalala. I was not sleeping. And for me, mine's worse because I have like 7 handkerchiefs and we zilijaa zote. I tried that and nikatumia mento plus nikakunywa cetirizine sijui ka tatu. I had suffered. But anyway, thank you for each and every one of you who checked out with me. I am glad, I am thankful, I am grateful. Yeah, and it has been a good week. I am so happy. I do not know why, but I've been trying to think on exactly how I'm going to be recording this podcast, because it feels like I always, every single morning when I wake up, I feel like I have some tea to give people, you know. And I think that's why I have like a dream of getting onto radio. But you know, like waking up in the morning and knowing that you will talk to people, you get. But anyway, that's that. Let me tell you, this week has been a funny week. It has been a funny week because getting back on the socials, I have realized a lot of things about myself. My friend, if I don't have information, I will not be funny. I will not be funny. I've realized that I become too serious. And I don't think, I'd like to think I can survive with being serious, but for the people who know me, but 90% of me is just jokes. It's just jokes, you know, and making fun of people and things, you know. And so, yeah. So to our next one, I finished a book. And this book, Richest Man in Babylon, I started it last year at the end, but I couldn't be able to complete it. I completed it like 2 weeks ago, actually, in the first week of January. I don't know why I forgot to mention that in the previous episodes. But yeah, I finished the book and it was actually a great feeling, you know. As I said, one of the resolutions I have for 2024 is reading more books. I have a lot of PDFs, but reading on my phone is a bit difficult to me. I think I at this stage, I'll say I prefer physical books. And after finishing that book, I actually got another book that I was actually given when I was in like class 8 to start reading. But Mungai ni nani? At that time, I was telling myself I can't read books. That book is named If You Want to Write, and it is actually a really good book. I'm in chapter 4. Hopefully, I'll be able to complete it. It's only a few pages, just close to 200. But hey, nasikianga kuna watu wengine, they read a 400 book page. At a book page. They read a 400-page book in a week. nyiwe tunanoma, salute mzee. Niwapigia makofi. Wewe waze wadivi. Anyway, yeah, I have a lot of PDFs to work on. I need to read. Kwanza hii Atomic Habits. Kama umesoma Atomic Habits, tafadhali nipe summary. But anyway, wait, a short reminder. That is the short commercial break. Umesikia hii wimbo ya this Mijikenda gospel song. That song is catchy. I wish I could move my waist like other people, but kiuno itoke wapi? Kwanza niko na kitambi. Na nilirudi gym wadao. Wadao nilirudi gym. This is my third week. Manze, I wish you could see how how my veins zimetokea. Unasikia hizo story za jaba? Hizo ni jaba. But anyway. Yeah, it has been a good week. I know you can sense I am happy. I'm actually on the other thing I've forgotten. And I should have started this with it, because this is my tagline, man. And so I will just throw it anywhere. Or here, the timestamp. And today is the Friday, the 26th of January, and the time is 7:25, or if you like military time, it's 19:25 hours. But anyway, it has been a great week. I hope your week has been great. I don't know why I didn't ask you at the start. But if you're here in minute 12, my friend, I am happy, and I hope you had a fantastic week. The other thing I wanted to talk about is Twitter. Content yangu inatoka kwa Twitter. Everything that I do is on Twitter. Twitter is just Twitter, my friends. Twitter is just Twitter. I know. I don't want to sound so cliche with like getting my content from Twitter, like what mainstream radios do. But you know, Twitter will always be Twitter, and I'm talking of it from the point of, you know, coming back online. And I just got in, and you always find it's always the same people having drama, the same people. And these kinds of dramas have like a timeline. Like, you can get a tweet in 2014 that was directed to this, and it just adds up, namko 2024, and you're wondering, hey, what kind of life is this? What kind of life is this? And however much fun it is to like meddle in other people's business, which is bad. It is fun, but it is bad. Tuache tabia mbaya wadau. Tuwewe. But anyway, yeah, Twitter will always be Twitter. I know maybe some of you haven't familiarized with Twitter, or you're afraid, or you'll get bullied, let me tell you, I am here to tell you, unless you're going to Twitter to post your pictures, my friend, if you're there for the content, come on board, honorable member, come on board, I'll start a refresher course, you come, I'll tell you how Twitter works. And I will show you the way. As long as you follow me and you like every tweet that I tweet, you see? Jabba. Anyway, welcome to the Cordial Podcast. I've been wasting your 14 million. It's time to get serious. It is time to get serious, because we were not here. We did not come here to joke. Fellow members of what? Fellow members of the country. Which country? Are you even proud of your country? By the way, are you? Personally, no. I am not. Huku mpaka internship mtu hawezi pata wadao. Kama mkona connections, tafadhali, help a fellow brother out. But anyway, on to serious business. And this is one of the headlines, the last ones that I had in mind, and I just wrote them down, you know. The conversations that are repetitive, that are not providing any solutions in getting them fixed, you know. Conversations that involve really, really serious matters. And since we are talking about things that happened in the week, or let me just call it, since the year started, there's been a lot of femicides happening, and it is really, really sad to hear of the news. Actually, one of the things that made me come back online was because I wanted to get the understanding of how these stories have been, because I've been in the dark a bit. But yeah, I've been trying to get a bit of gist of what has been happening. And even without speaking much on the matter, I think one thing we have to agree as people, as human beings, is that in any case, death is not good. Murder is not good at all. Killing somebody is not good. You do not have to reach to that point. You get. And it is at this juncture that I want to actually discuss the matter of femicide and the conversation as a whole. Because something I've noticed, anytime such scenarios are broadcasted in mainstream media of how people are being killed, you know, especially women, when these stories come up and it becomes a trend, when these conversations are being heard on social media, especially Twitter, and even the general, you know, IG, you know, TikTok, and people place out their opinions and all of these things, you know, everyone trying to give out a piece of what they understand about these things or how they feel about these things. And one thing I noticed actually is these conversations are becoming repetitive. And at the end of each conversation at a particular time, there is no working solution that actually is decided upon by any party. You get. Like, there is no solution. And that is something for me I do not like. I think in my first episode I mentioned I like having conversations that actually lead up to something, that actually make each party that is involved in the conversation to actually sit down and actually learn something new, or appreciate each other from the point of view they're coming from, and then decide on the way forward. And as I've said, there is no way forward that comes out of these conversations. And it really disappoints me, because I think we as human beings have to find a solution. Unfortunately, social media has been been put in a way that every conversation that we have to involve vulgarity, have to involve, you know, a lot of rude words, I don't know, I don't get it. I actually get angry when people start using vulgar words or language, and we are actually trying to talk about serious matters. It is actually something that actually, I'm sorry for speaking in Swahili, but because I want to see solutions. I want to see people actually agreeing that we need to do this, and then we move in one accord. You get. Because this is, especially on this matter of femicides, it's not a one-way matter. It is not actually just one person or one group moving in one accord, and then the other one is left outside. Because trust you me, we have to move. We all have to move together. And so, even at this time, I've seen women. Let me just say, I've seen women take account of these things. And tomorrow, on this 27th, or today on the 27th, because it will be released on Saturday morning, there'll be a march in Kenya, you know, shut down KE. And I'm actually proud. I'm actually proud of them. But coming back to the conversations that I'm talking about, I realize that there are two parties when it comes to these kinds of conversations. There are two parties. One party is always hell-bent on the side of preventing the matter. One side. I won't mention what side it is, but I think you know what side it is. And these people are so hell-bent on prevention. Prevention. This person should have done this. This person should have done this. This person should have done this. You get prevention, prevention, prevention. Now, this other party or this other side are also hell-bent on the perpetrators of their actions being taken to court and receiving the harshest. I don't know if that is correct English, your grammar. But yeah, of receiving, you know, the right treatment to it, you know, and the victim actually being accorded respect as a human. You get, they're so hell-bent. And so these are two different sides who actually need to come together for this to work. Now, what I will say for my own opinion, and this is my own opinion, both of these parties are not wrong. The problem is people are so hell-bent on them being right and not listening to the other. All of them, by the way, both parties, they do not want to listen. Everyone thinks they know what is the best way to go about such issues. And it is really sad because one party takes it as if this other party doesn't want to take accountability, and the other party thinks this other side is supporting the perpetrators, however much it might be true or not, because in regards to the comments that we see on social media platforms, there are comments that we see and we are like, how does a human live with such a mentality? There are comments that are really, really depressing, even to me personally, because I don't see the essence of having such important conversations and people bring in, as I've said, vulgar language, you know, and language that really does not give respect to the matter which is at hand. And so, even when I'm talking about this, I think the way forward in such matters is actually people coming down and sitting down and agreeing that we are going to talk about it in level-headedness that will actually see us move forward, and not when such scenarios come up again in life that we are still arguing on the same things, you know. And so for me, I would advocate for these conversations to be had with sober minds, for people to kick out any kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but just kick out ignorance. Kwanza ignorance. Kick it out. Ignorance. Do any mbali. Remove any ignorance that you have, or just listen. You know, people should sit down and actually see how can this matter be improved. Unfortunately, for these conversations to go that way, we have to involve morals. We have to involve realities. We have to involve, you know, punishments and how the law looks at these matters. And as I've said, it is a conversation that needs a lot of thinking and people who are actually ready to have the conversation. And so this was just a part of it. I don't want to talk much about it because I also don't want you as a listener to start thinking Mungai is mad or Mungai is crazy. Yeah. And also, hey, another topic that has been going on this week is men have been opening up on Twitter. I think you've seen the screenshots of married men, apparently, who were describing of their... Married men were describing their experiences in marriage. And one thing that is funny when such conversations come in, or people talk about it. For me, I don't take them as serious because I go through such comments and people describing, and some of them look a bit stories ajaba. You know, they just don't seem real. People are just there to exaggerate things as always because they want, you know, their views to get a lot of interactions. But there are others that actually showcase the reality of things. And one thing I really love, and I really love to advocate for, is people to actually listen. I wish people would listen, because such conversations should also be talked about with a level-headedness from each party. You get? Yes, they should. Even especially on this topic of marriage. Because social media has a way of, right now, there's so much, we have been fed so much negativity around some, around some structures of life. And then you're fed with these negative views that you actually don't see a way out. And it is very, very bad. It is very bad. I don't even know where to start or where to end, because this is another episode I need to record in regards to marriage. I hope somebody reminds me that I have to do it. I told you, this year we are writing. We are writing down. And let me tell you, I am writing down right now. I've just taken my pen and I'm writing down that that is an episode we need to have. But yeah, so we will have that conversation very soon. But anyway, I think people should be wary of what they actually listen to and what you view. Don't take somebody's view and just, you know, you take it to be the truth and the way and the life and nothing else. And you don't sit down and actually get to internalize and get to understand why this person is saying this and at this particular time, and how is it going to affect me? Should I actually let it affect me? You know, self-reflection, my guys. You have to ask yourself such questions. And so even as we come to the end of this episode, I know it has been long. But yeah, jokes is ilikuwa mingi. Yes, as we come to the end of this episode, I hope it has been a fun one. I am trying as much as possible to curate these episodes to be as fun as possible. And since I'm back online, please share your reviews. I would really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. It has been a long 30 minutes. A very long 30 minutes. But anyway, I hope I got to, you know, scrub your mind kidogo. Yeah. And I'd like to actually end with a tweet from an account I actually love on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, just look for TR Okuna. Yes, he really has some nice views on matters that trend. And this one was actually about marriage. And so I'm going to read it out for you guys. And he says, everyone has theories about why your marriage or relationship failed to the extent their fears, exposure, expectations, and trauma allow. Well, that's no matter. Shut out the noise. Pick yourself up and forge on. In the end, the only voice that ever truly counts is the one inside you. What you tell yourself after auditing the experience of others, what you learn from it, is more important than the sound bites. I hope you get to listen to that again. You can go back again 15 seconds and actually listen to that, or you can go on Twitter and read it out. But I hope you get to learn that in everything that you see online, do not just take it for that. Actually, sit down and learn what you've learned from it. You get? Because that whole experience these people are talking about is not what you're supposed to be seeing alone. You should actually get the lesson out from that and actually learn from it. Don't take the negativity and breed it into more negativity. No, build it into positivity. Build it in a way that you actually take accountability of your actions and look at what you're doing with your life and know that the voice that is inside you is what that matters. So if you tell yourself more negativity, well, my friend, your life will be troublesome. But anyway, thank you. This has been the Cordial Podcast episode 7. I am so glad to be here. I can't wait to reach episode 100, my guys, and I hope at that time it will be a video, because I think you should see how I throw my hands. Yes. Anyway, it has been a pleasure. Thank you very much for listening in. I hope I get to see you next weekend. Oh, okay. How am I going to see you? It's nijaba. Yeah, nijaba now. But anyway, thank you. Thank you very much for listening in. Please share your reviews on my social media handles. I think you can get them anywhere. X Munga everywhere. X Munga. I don't know why or where that name came from. But yeah, you can get me anywhere. And yeah, your reviews will be appreciated. I am grateful. I hope you have a splendid week. I hope you have a fun week. And I hope your February starts well. Valentine is coming. Valentine is coming.